the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning. I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting, Monday, April 17, 2017, 9:02 a.m. I don't have anybody signed up for public comments, so any commission remarks? Bridges? Yes.
I just want to be sure that we let everyone know that we need. We would like applications for BOE. Is this the time for that?
Yep. We are taking applications for the Board of Equalization, and we'd like to make that announcement, and that I think we have some training for that coming up in
May 17th.
So anyone interested, we'd like to have those applications before that so that we could send them to training.
Thank you.
All right. Bridge inspection report from MoDOT, Mr. Condon and Mr. Adams. Come on up to the... identifies the number of the bridge numbers.
Okay.
But did not do that on this thing. Which one did I get?
This one here. Is this the only copy of this one?
No.
That's mine.
Yeah.
He's gone.
No, we did not have a meeting with him prior to coming to you, though.
Yeah. Has he's had this information of the inspection report, I'm assuming?
You guys will get a copy of it, and then you will forward it to Randy.
Okay. Thank you. Did you get a copy? Did Nikki forward all this to you? Okay.
Appreciate you guys' time. We'll run through this. I've got this Taney County Non-State Bridge Inspection. We'll go through this. This is our closeout letter, the first document that I passed out to you guys. The inspection dates February 6th through the 9th, and the state inspection team is comprised of myself, Darren, and Matt. County personnel that attended were Devin Huff and Brian Jennings. And we also had a City of Branson personnel that attended for the City of Branson Bridges, Mr. Ben Stabo. So enclosed are the results of our 2017 routine inspection of the bridges in Taney County. And the submittals that we're including today include the inspection forms with all updated ratings, which I have right here. And I will give those to you at the end of this. We've got photographs of the items of concern that I passed out to you guys, and also a participation letter covering the value of the participation. So we'll run through this real quick. During this cycle, we inspected 63 bridges, and all the following will highlight the results of this inspection. Item one, structures replaced by structures less than 20 feet, there were none. Structures closed, requesting time extension, there were none. Item three, new and rehabilitated structures, bridge 132-0017, and that's on Sycamore Church Road over Roark Creek. And if I've got the map here, and it shows locations of that if you guys would like to see any of this. Okay. Item four, bridges requiring special underwater dive inspection, none. Item five, bridges with comprehensive fracture critical inspection recommended, none. Six, inspection reports to be submitted at a later date, there were none. Seven, bridges physically closed, there were none. Item eight, bridges with superstructure or substructure ratings lower to a three, none. Item nine, bridges with underclearances, none. Item 10, bridges improperly posted, there were none. Item 11, bridges requiring re-rating by the bridge division, also none. Item 12, bridges over abandoned railroads, none. And item 13, which is probably what we're all waiting for, bridges recommended for replacement or rehabilitation. And on this last sheet, we highlighted the six bridges that we feel like could use some rehab or possible new structures. So we'll run through this, and there's accompanying photos for most of these bridges, but some of them we don't have appropriate photos to include. But we'll go through the first one. Bridge number 004-0030. It's a posted four-ton bridge. It's got a lot of undermining of the center piers and the northeast abutment. Basically, easy fix, just pour collars to prevent future undermining and delamination of that structure.
And that's Round Mountain.
That is right up here in the northeast. Yes.
When you say pour concrete collars,
yes, ma'am.
What would you?
So the collar itself at the pier, it has been undermined. So the easy thing to do is just pour additional concrete around that pier that basically encapsulates that void. So the water is not able to penetrate that and continue to undermine the structure.
Okay.
Brandy, is that the one we've got set to rebuild because of the flooding?
Bear Creek.
Called the Round Mountain.
That's it's Round Mountain.
Reno Springs Road.
Yeah, that helps you.
Yeah, I think you get the. There should be a structure right here listed. I don't know if your map is correct or not. Right there at the intersection of Bear Creek and Reno Springs. See, Reno Springs comes up through here.
You go a little further to the east.
Structure right there.
So just. GPS coordinates on maps.
A little off or something.
I bet it should be right there.
Right.
Probably the correct number. But that's, I don't know which one they're talking about. Yes, and we have it on the list.
Okay. Gentlemen, do you think it'd be a good idea for Randy to sit there and be on the mic when he answers? Do you care to sit there and answer?
Structure that we can talk about is 071-0002, and this is in the photos, the first photo there. You can see the structural piling exposed at the south abutment. Basically, we just want to continue to monitor this during future inspections. As of right now, there aren't any major cracks on that abutment wall, so that tells us that the piling is holding the structure up, so something to just continue to monitor. Also, there are several areas on the double T girders falling with exposed rebar. You might consider applying Macropoxy 646 to that spotlight area.
It's on Caney Creek.
Caney Creek, correct. Yeah. And the next structure, pretty similar. The next structure is pretty similar thing. 137-00191. There's erosion occurring under and behind the east abutment. You can see some of that exposed piling as well. Just continue to monitor that and start thinking of ways that you can make corrections to that erosion and undermining. Just kind of get a plan in place.
I'm on Acacia Club.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, that one, we figured out how we're going to fix that problem. Access is the big issue there.
Access
of getting under the structure, right, to be able to repair it.
Yeah. And if you flip to the next page on the photos, you'll see additional kind of undermining back there behind that abutment.
How come there's no riprap around them? How come there's no riffrap put around them? In the last two pictures, it's more dirt soil than it is.
They're correct. That structure was redone. They put a new structure, but they used the old pilings and set the abutment on top of the old pilings. And problem is getting access to repair any of that undermine behind there. The road is never settled on there. We've had no issues with the road settling, so I'll do an inspection on how far that undermine goes back under there.
So you're just suggesting that to be removed out from under there?
Suggesting some way to kind of fill that void in. As he's mentioning, you know, the road hasn't settled, the abutment's in good shape, so it still tells us that the piling is holding up the structure adequately. It's one of those things we can get ahead of the game, start thinking of ways to mitigate that or even fill that void.
Which bridge is this? Is this the bottom of the hill, or is it the one further on?
Yeah, that's the short creek bridge down there by the...
Before you make the sharp turn to go back up?
I don't think it's changed over the last couple of years.
Right.
So I don't think there's a real issue there. But at some point, that roadway fill is going to start coming out from underneath that abutment. Your roadway is going to settle up on top. So what we suggested several years ago was maybe getting some gabion baskets in there, but like Randy said, there's really no way of getting access down to that. So somebody's going to have to come up with some kind of plan. I don't know if they'd want to form something underneath of it, dig out the roadway approach and pour concrete in there. I mean, that sounds like the simplest way because you're not going to get gabion baskets down there. There's no way of swinging a basket underneath the structure. The right-of-way there is pretty tight.
I don't know if you can get a boat up that far either.
Unless the lake level's up enough, you can float up to it, but then the water's too high to
get anything done.
Getting concrete, we can pump concrete.
You can pump concrete.
That's not the problem. It's getting the forms and everything else in there too. We'll come up with something.
Maybe we can ask the Corps real nicely not to flow any water for a few days.
We'll move on to the next structure on the list, structure 206-0000, and that is over the Illinois Street. I believe you guys have made concession that the deck would be replaced during this construction season. So I guess it goes without saying the deck is currently rated at 4, 80% saturation. And we also informed the county they had intentions of reusing the existing beams. Figure out a way to do that. We did mention it then that those beams do contain lead. So if you want to reuse them, there's a couple options you have there. Either sandblast them or I guess contain it.
If you sandblast the beams in order to clean them and reuse them and repaint them, you're going to have to put in your bid lead containment, which is going to be a pretty expensive cost.
The plan right now is not to reuse those. We're going to replace the beams and the deck with all weathered steel.
Weathered steel. Okay.
So
sounds good. We'll go on to the next structure on the list, 274-0001. The bridge currently posted at 8 tons. The deck deck and superstructure are ready at 5:00, and